ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणारघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीव साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते। तत् काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाध श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. I welcome all of you in this afternoon Sunday feast program in the temple of Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. Hare Krishna. So, the season is that we are discussing these days, the deliverance of demon series. And so far we have already discussed about Putana and Sakatasur. So today we will discuss about the deliverance of demon Trinavrat. Actually, after describing the pastime of delivering Putana and Putana, Sukadeva Goswami actually mentioned the Shruti Phal immediately after describing this, because this was a childhood pastime of Lord Krishna of killing demon, and Putana was the first demon. So he just mentioned about the Shruti Phal, that what happens after hearing this pastime of Putana or the deliverance of the demons by the Lord. So he says, Yayat Putana Moksham Krishnasya Arbhakam Adbhutam शून्या श्रद्धया मर्त्यो गोविंदे लभते रतिम. He says that hearing with faith and devotion the killing of the wicked witch Putana and other such childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna, one certainly attains attachment for Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, when he mentioned this, King Parikshit, Maharaj Parikshit presumed, he thought that since Sukadeva Goswami has already proclaimed the Srutifal, normally happens that when Srutifal or the Prasadam is distributed, people think that the program is over. And then they just retire back to their home. So he thought that maybe Sukadeva Goswami has done with Krishna's demon killing pastimes. But he was very eager to hear about that. So he presumed that since Sukadeva Goswami has already proclaimed that Srutifal, he may skip other such childhood pastimes and may tell other activities of Lord Krishna if he is interested. So, because he was so much interested in hearing about that pastime of Krishna killing the demons, he thought that there may be other demons also Krishna must have killed. So, he requested him to continue speaking about the childhood pastimes. The same pastimes, this kind of pastimes. So he said, it is said, Raja Uvacha, Sri Raja Uvacha, Ena Ena Avatarena Bhagavan Haririshwara Karoti Karna Ramyani Manogyani Chana Prabhu Yashrunvato Apaitatir Vitrishna Sattam Sudhyatya Chirena Pumsa Bhakti Haro Tatpur Secha Sakyam Tadevaharam Badamanya Sechet. So he says, King Parikshit said, My Lord Sukadeva Goswami, all the various activities exhibited by the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are certainly pleasing to hear, to the ear and to the mind. So far till 10th canto, Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami was actually describing not direct pastimes of Krishna but pastimes of his avatars, his incarnations. And in 10th canto he started actually describing about his personal pastimes when Krishna in the same self form was performing certain things. So of course he found it that very pleasing, and because it was a childhood pastimes, naturally the children are very attractive. They are very attractive. Actually I saw this our Purushottam Prabhu's niece sitting there when this kirtan was going on Narasimha Arati. And she was actually trapped attention hearing about that. I was thinking that she is such a pure soul. That no contamination in the heart is there. And she is completely focused on the sound vibration of the Supreme Person. So that becomes naturally attracted. That becomes natural. Anyone see that will start becoming attracted to that. So that is why Krishna also came here. And it is mentioned that Krishna does two types of leela, namittik leela and nitya leela. So nitya leela and namittik leela, they are performed every time. But nitya leela is performed every day. It is very regular. But namittik leela, he performs only when some occasion comes. And the demon killing pastime, he is performed only when he has performed this bhama pastime, bhama brindavan leela. Not before that in eternal Golok Vrindavan, this leela is not there. Only abhash of this leela is there, but not actual enactment. So it becomes definitely very attractive, and that is why he requested him. He said that it is really pleasing to hear about the pastimes of the Lord, even if it is of the incarnations. But simply by one's hearing of these activities, the dirty things of mind immediately vanishes. Generally, we are reluctant to hear about the activities of the Lord, but Krishna's childhood activities are so attractive that they are automatically pleasing to the mind and ear. Thus, one's attachment for hearing about material things, which is the root cause of material existence, vanishes. And one gradually develops a devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Attachment for Him and friendship with the devotees who gives us the contribution of Krishna consciousness. If you think it fit, kindly speak about these activities of the Lord. So he is saying that after hearing the pastimes of the Lord, in this sloka he says three things happen. What happens? The attraction for the hearing about the materialistic activities goes away. We are attracted to so much material activities, cinemas, etc. It is only because we are not hearing about Krishna. Once we start hearing about Krishna, then that will automatically vanish. You will have no interest into that. That's what he was saying. So, in essence, he is trying to tell that for us to understand that we should, if we want to get rid of the material attachment, we should focus on Krishna's activities. We should focus on Krishna's activities. And then he says that one develops gradual attachment to Krishna. Shunvatam sa katha Krishna punya sravanam kirtanam hridayantastho hi abhadrani vidhunoti suhrit satam tada rajastamo bhava kama lobha dayasche cheteyate rana vidham sthitam sattvi prasidati evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti riyogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Person becomes completely free from material entanglements and then returns back home, back to Godhead. In his original situation, constitutional situation. And third thing he mentions that if devotees, they discuss about Krishna, then the devotees' relation also is built up very tightly. The friendship between the devotees is also built up nicely. And there is no animosity remains in that. And Krishna also confirms this in Bhagavad Gita. Machchita madgata prana bodhayantascha parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanticha ramanticha. He says tushyanticha ramanticha. People get pleasure and satisfaction. And materialistic activity, if we hear, we get dissatisfaction. And then we become distracted also, and then so much fightings are going on. We keep hearing about the newspaper or media samachars, and then we develop a disrespect or hatred towards some group or some people or something. This is all also hearing only, but that brings dissatisfaction in the heart. But what happens when we hear about Krishna? The friendship among the devotees, even all living entities, the friendship is gelled together. So one should actually focus on hearing only about Krishna. So when he requested like this, in compliance with his request, Sukadeva Goswami started speaking chapter 7 of the 10th canto, where Sri Krishna's pastimes of breaking the cart or this Sakat Bhanjan Leela and then killing of Asura known as Trinavrat, and then demonstration of the entire universe in the mouth of Krishna. After this pastime, mother Yasoda took Krishna into her lap and started feeding her breast milk, and she started looking at Krishna's face. So suddenly Krishna opened the mouth, and then mother Yasoda looked into his mouth, and Leela Shakti thought that Aishwarya Shakti of the Lord thought that Mother Yasoda is not aware of Krishna's greatness. So let me exhibit little greatness of Krishna. So that Aishwarya Shakti of the Lord, she compressed the entire universe and put it into the mouth of Krishna. And so Mother Yasoda could see that, but when she saw that, she became fearful. She became fearful. So Leela Shakti or the Aishwarya Shakti of the Lord thought that it is backfiring. I wanted to amaze her with the potency of the Lord or activities of the Lord, but it is happening otherwise. She is becoming fearful, and so she just withdraw it. So these three pastimes are described in chapter 7. So today we are going to discuss about the killing or deliverance of this Asura known as Trinavrat. Last 2 weeks we have already heard about the deliverance of deliverance of the pastimes of which Putana and demon Saktasur, And today we will discuss about the deliverance of this whirlwind demon known as Trinavrata, who was a servant of Kamsa and sent by him to kill Krishna. Because you saw in the drama, Kamsa was very much aggrieved since he had heard that pronouncement from the sky that the eighth son of your sister Devaki will kill you. And although he tried to took all precautions that none of the children of the Devaki would survive, but somehow or other, when the eighth child he went to kill, that child slipped from his hand. And then the child only declared that you are uselessly trying to kill me. The killer of you have already appeared somewhere else. He has appeared and gone somewhere else. If you have any, and I was thinking that the person who was narrating the story here about this drama, she was saying that Kamsa was not aware. Kamsa was ordering Trinavrata that Putana has somewhere missed. She is missing somewhere. No trace of information is available for Putana. Right? And Vrindavan is just 10 kilometers away from Mathura. And you can think that what was the security system of Kamsa. He was the person who has conquered the entire world. But he was not able to get the information just 10 kilometers away from his kingdom. That is Maya Shakti of the Lord. That is Maya Shakti of the Lord. So, he sent him with an instruction, go and kill Krishna. So this demon used to do many things by making the covering of a trina. He used to create whirlwinds. You know whirlwind. He used to create whirlwinds. Actually, one time we were at Jagannath Puri, and suddenly there was a big whirlwind on the ocean side. And then that whirlwind, it took so much water, and then it spread over these things, and till 2-3 minutes it rained like anything. So we thought that rain has come. But actually it was not the rain. It was the whirlwind carried the water of the ocean and just spread throughout, of course, many kilometers area. So that is the power of the whirlwind. So this Trinavrata, what is his activity? He just goes and creates whirls. Takes up all the dust and all dirty materials and then take it in the sky and then rains it everywhere and then creates darkness and disturbances for the people. That was his activity. So this whirlwind demon, it is said that Trinani avrityati brahmayati iti Trinavrata. Trinani avrityati, dust. Trin means dust here, not only the grass particles, but dust also. So Trinani avrityati, it covers with trins. We cover our body with cloths, right? Like that, he covers the entire place wherever he goes by trin or the dust. And brahmayati. And because of covering, he just delude people. People do not understand what is happening. Brahmayati. So such a person is called Trinavrata. And if you minutely observe these days' activity, what is happening, you can see that you just take out one issue. And then so much dust will come on that, so much whirls will come on that, it becomes completely clouded and then the truth or the reality is lost completely somewhere else and you cannot trace the reality even if you try your hardest. You can't understand what is happening actually. What is real? Somebody else will say something, somebody else will say something, somebody else will say something, the reality is lost. That is Trinavrata. And if we see, this is too much prevalent in the current day society. What to speak of in the society, it is prevalent in our own mind itself. We only keep thinking about a particular thing, so many thoughts keep coming. This is to be done, not to be done, that is to be done, this happens that way, this happens that way. And by that, we become brahmayati. Completely confused, illusioned. What is the reality? We don't... we are not able to ascertain what is the actual reality. That is Trinavrata. And this Trinavrata has already entered in all of us. By the help of the external media, by the help of the education system, by the help of the Kamsa. Kamsa is a kind of, his representative of the state rulers, right? And these demons sent by Kamsa, they were called terrorists. So it is a state-sponsored terrorism. Kamsa sending, and these days it is happening, state-sponsored terrorism is going on. Recently something is going on, you can understand. Someone is blaming this person is doing, that person is doing that way. This is called sponsored terrorism. And who sponsors this? There are many medias. Media will create whirlwind. So many things. The reality is lost. So when a whirlwind rolls, the grass very much and take him up, and then he is known as Trinavrat. He just whirls and takes it away. His name was actually Trina, but actually he used to make the avrit, covering. And avrit of Trina, that is why he was called Trinavrat. So Trinavrat took the shape of a vast whirlwind and lifted Lord Krishna up into the sky in order to trying to kill him. But Lord Krishna became so heavy that he brought down the demon so hard, and when he fell down, he was killed. Actually, not after falling down, he was killed. Krishna choked his life air in the sky only. Krishna did this because when Putana was killed, Putana ran out in the fields. And when she ran out in the fields, she was crying in pain. So she cried so loudly because her body was also very huge. So she cried so loudly that all the people in the Braja area, they all got disturbed. So Krishna thought that last time I made a mistake. I killed her in public. And she cried in the public, so she was not only in aggrieved, she has also made others also feel disturbed. Feel disturbed. So he thought that not this time I will do that same mistake. This time I will choke him up in the sky only. Choke him up in the sky only. And that whirlwind also took Krishna so much high in the sky. I mean, today people fly at the height of 10,000 feet or maybe 20,000 feet, something like that. But maybe beyond that also it gone. So our Acharya says that why Krishna allowed Trinavrat to took him up to that height? It is because the wives of the demigods or the denizens of the heavenly planets, they wanted to take darshan of Krishna. Childhood pastime of Krishna. And that is why Krishna used him to take him up in the sky. So that they can also get his darshan. And after he just did that, Krishna broke the cart. Krishna used him as a vehicle. And then after he has just took a nice ride, while coming down, Krishna just broke it. And then he fell down. But Krishna was also knowing that this time, if I will take him away, long away, then people will just, my mother, she was crying like a cow who has lost her calf. So he was aware of all those things. And along with mother, all others were also crying. All the ladies of the Vrindavan, they were also crying in anguish, searching for Krishna, but they were not finding Krishna. So he knew. So that is why he did not take Trinavrat for a long distance. Rather, he just make him fall near where the ladies were assembled, and they were searching for Krishna, so that they could see Krishna directly, and then they will be pacified that Krishna is there. So Krishna this time took lot of care while killing the demon, that Brajavasis, they don't get affected and disturbed. So the entire story goes like this. As the story goes in Srimad Bhagavatam, it was the time when Krishna became about 1 year old. This was in Mahavan. And Krishna killed these three demons in Mahavan. Putana, when he was 3 days old. And then Sakatasur, when he was 3 months old. And this Trinavrat, when he was 1 year old. So, about a year old, and one day, mother Yashoda, she was putting the baby in the lap, and she was just strolling. or patting Krishna on her lap, putting her into the lap, and she was just trying to play with Krishna. But suddenly Krishna's Leela Shakti informed Krishna that Krishna, a demon sent by Kamsa is coming to create disturbance and now it is time for his for you to deliver that demon also. So Krishna understood. So Krishna thought that if I will be just keep sitting in my mother's lap and the demon will come and then the demon will also disturb my mother. Nothing will happen to me, but my mother will suffer because of that demon's presence there. So he just allowed his Leela Shakti. That Leela Shakti increased the weight of Krishna so much. Giri Kutavat. Mother Yasoda started feeling that this child of mine whom I was just taking around is now feeling like I have just hold the mountain on me. And other acharya says it was not one mountain, it was groups of mountains. Krishna has assumed so much weight that it was like a group of mountains. It is the range of the hills. One hill is another issue, but range of the hills means there are hundreds of hills are there. If you can go in the Aravali hills or Himalayan range, you can see so many hills are there. Like that Krishna was assumed that weight. So she was just a lady. How much she can hold? You just saw in the drama that Mataji was trying to hold. She did nice drama, feeling that the baby was very heavy. And she was not able to take care of the baby. So Krishna also assumed that kind of weight. She started feeling and she heavy and being unable to carry him. See, unwillingly, did not wanted to place Krishna down. But he has to put Krishna down because she was not able to take care of Krishna. So acharyas also said that why mother Yasoda put Krishna down? Because mother always want the child to be on the lap. Then why a mother put a child on the... So her name is Yashoda, right? But her original old name was Dhara. You know? Dhara and Drona. They were expansions of Nanda and Yashoda. And Brahmaji has given a boon to them that Krishna will appear as your son. And then they came to Vrindavan. You know that story. So they were Drona and Dhara. This pastime will come in the 8th chapter, I think. 8th and 9th chapter where Krishna will be discussing about, this pastime will be discussed about Krishna doing this Govardhan pastimes, Govardhan Leela, this Dambandh Leela, that time it will come. So her name was Dhara also. And Dharani is also called Dhara. Dhara it is called, right? And there are 7 mothers, you know. Who are the 7 mothers? Atma Mata, Guror Patni, Brahmani, Rajapatnika, Dhenu, Dharani, Tatha, Dhatri. Saptetat Matar Hasmritah. There are 7 types of mother. So Dhenu, Dharani and Atma Mata. So her name was Dhara and Dharani is also one of the mother. So she thought that I am just taking out my son from my lap and putting it on the lap of another mother, Dhara. So that is why she put Krishna down. That's the reason she put Krishna down. And after a while, she became engaged in household affairs. She thought that maybe I am feeling very weak or something has happened to me. Maybe some sugar problem or something. Or I may not have eaten my breakfast, something like that. She started presuming. So she thought that let me go inside the home and take something so that I can regain my health. And then I can again take care of my child. So thinking like that, she just put Krishna outside and went inside to do some activities. And household affairs. At that time, one of the servants of Kamsa known as Trinavrat, as instructed by Kamsa, appeared there in the shape of a whirlwind. He picked up the child in his shoulders and raised a great dust storm all over Vrindavan. Because of this, everyone's eyes became covered with a for a few moments. And the whole area of Vrindavan became densely dark. so that no one could see himself or anyone else. During this great catastrophe, Mother Yashoda could not see her baby who was taken away by the whirlwind, and she began to cry very piteously. She fell down on the ground exactly like a cow who has just lost her calf. When Mother Yashoda was so piteously crying, all the cowherd women immediately came and began to look for the baby, but they were disappointed and could not find him. The Trinavrat demon who took baby Krishna on his shoulders went high in the sky, but the baby assumed such a weight that suddenly he could not go any further. And he had to stop his whirlwind activities, whirling around. Baby Krishna made himself heavy and began to weigh down the demon. The Lord caught hold of his neck. He was trying to just whisk away, but he could not do that because Krishna has hold him. He was saying that, baby, let me go away, let me go away. But Krishna said that, you have brought me to ride. How can I let you go? So let me enjoy fully. I will be with you only. But he choked him. Trinavrat felt the baby to be so heavy, as big as mountain, and he tried to get out of his clutches, but he was unable to do so. And his eyes popped out from their sockets. Crying very fiercely, he fell down on the ground of Vrindavan and died. The demon fell exactly like Tripurasura, who was pierced by the arrows of Lord Shiva. He hit the stone ground and his limbs were smashed. His body became visible to all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They saw Krishna on his body and then they just rushed to him and brought back Krishna. So, this was the story actually. But in this story, our Acharyas has given so many insights. And that insight is given for our benefit. So, we'll just take one more look of Trinavrata's previous life. Who was he? How he has become a demon like that? And that may happen. Our Acharyas has given this pastime also so that we should be also careful in our dealings. So, according to Brahma Vyavarta Puran, in his last life, Trinavrata was a king. Trinavrata was a king of Pandya Desh. His name was Sahasraksha. Sahasraksha means many eyes. Who was cursed by Durvasa Muni for disrespecting him and appearing naked before him while enjoying with his wives in the waters of river Narmada. He was cursed to live on the earth for 1 lakh years and then be delivered by the touch of Lord Krishna. The king, after becoming demon, was staying in the company of Kamsa as his servant and waiting for the opportunity to meet Lord Krishna, because he knew that once Krishna will touch me, Krishna will kill me, then I will be delivered from the demoniac life. Receive the merciful touch. Krishna's receive merciful touch. It was his good fortune actually. That time he may not have thought that, but it was actually his good fortune that he was sent by Kamsa as whirlwind to kill Krishna, and thus he got the touch of Lord Krishna and got delivered of the curse and the material existence. So anyone come in contact with Krishna in whatever way is always benefited. In fact, it is mentioned in the Adhyatma Ramayana. Adhyatma Ramayana is the Ramayana where Lord Shiva tells Parvati. Parvati, after getting married to Lord Shiva, she remembered her past life. Past life she was Sati. You know that past time. She was Sati and the daughter of Daksha, Daksha Kumari. Daughter of Daksha. That time she had come along with her husband in this Dandakaranya to meet Rishi Agastya, Kumbhaj Rishi. And after Lord Shiva stayed there for 4 or 5 days with Kumbhaj Rishi and had Krishna Katha, devotee association, then they were returning back. When they were returning back, Sati, actually Lord Shiva wanted to take darshan of the Lord, and that is why he took the chance of coming to meet Kumbhaj Rishi, so that in the forest he can have a distance darshan of Lord Ramchandra. And that was his distinct thought. So when he saw that Lord Ramchandra was near the hermitage searching for Sita, then he just took a real travel, and while they were going, he just saw the Lord from a distance, and then he offered his respects to the Lord. And Sati asked him, "Who are you actually offering your respects to?" So he said that he is my Lord Ramchandra, who has appeared to perform the pastime of the human beings. So Sati said that, how can he be Lord Ramchandra, Lord Vishnu, in the form of Lord Ramchandra? Because I can see that he is very much lamenting for a lost wife. His wife is lost and he is very much lamenting. He cannot be Ram. He said that, let him perform his Leela. You don't get disturbed. Let us go back. But she wanted to test Lord Ram, that whether he is actually the same person or he is actually lamenting. So she did not inform Lord Shiva. And she said that, you just go ahead, I'll come behind. So Lord thought that maybe she is going for nature's call or something. So, but he knew in his heart that some wicked thought has come into the mind of Sati. So he went ahead and sat down under a tree, waiting for Sati to come. In the meanwhile, Sati just took the form of Sita and went in the same path where Lord Ram was searching Sita and going there. Lord Ram was asking many forest creeper, then the animals, etc., birds there. Hey Pasu, hey Khagamrig, hey Madhukara Sreni, kahu dekhi Sita Mriganeni. Like that he was asking. So she thought that he is such a bewildered person, he is not even understanding whom to ask what. He has become so mad in the separation of his wife that he is not even understanding whom to ask what. He is asking the creepers. What the creepers can answer him? Like that she was thinking. But when she took the form, Lord Ram came, approached there, and then he saw from a distance that some lady is sitting there. So he asked her that, Devi, you are here alone. Where is Pinakdhari? So that was an indication that Pinakdhari is Lord Shiva. So he said that, how are you alone here without husband? What are you doing in the forest? Where is your husband? Then she could understand, he has recognized me, although she has disguised as Sita. Then she actually apologized for that and then just went away. When Lord Shiva saw her, and then he asked her, what happened, where were you, why you took so much time to come back? Then she said, nothing has happened. She hid the truth. Lord Shiva understood that now she is not befitting to be my wife. Now she is to be rejected. She has taken the form of my mother, Sita, whom I call mother. She has taken her form, so I cannot accept her as my mother. So at that time only he saw that, yatana sati bhete ab nahi. It's no more meeting in this body with Sati. And then you know the story. Again she has refused obeying Krishna, Lord Shiva, when she was about to go into the Daksha Yajna without any invitation. Shiva told her not to go there because there is no invitation. But she did not hear. She forcibly went there. And after going there, when she could not tolerate the blasphemy or disrespect for her husband, she just immolated her body. And then she left body and then again appeared as the daughter of Himalaya. And then when she appeared as the daughter of Himuan, that time she asked Shiva that, last time I got bewildered because I could not recognize the position of Lord Krishna. But this time, this life, I don't want to miss that. So you please tell me the position of Lord Krishna. What is his position? I want to hear it completely. Lord position of Lord Ramchandra. And that time he started telling her the story of Lord Ramchandra. Then while telling the story of Lord Ramchandra, he came to tell her that this Ravan and Kumbhakarna, they were Jay and Vijay. The Dwarpals of the Lord, they were devotees of the Lord, but because they were caused by the four Kumaras, they became demons. And the four Kumaras have given him a condition that if you want to return back to Vaikuntha Loka very soon, then you have to take the role of a demons. And if you want to remain a devotee of the Lord, then you have to be there for 7 lifetimes. So they thought that let us become demons so that we can return back fast. So when Ravana came to understand that Lord Ram is that same Supreme Personality of Godhead who has come to deliver me, he thought that, initially he thought that let me become his devotee, Lord Shiva tells. But then he thought that no, it is no use of becoming a devotee, because if I become a devotee then Lord will not kill me. And then I will not be coming out of this body very soon. So he thought of going for that. So here also this demon Trinavrat, he was remembering that he was being cursed by Durvasa. What was his name? Durvasa. He was cursed by Durvasa. And Durvasa has given him a chance that once I will get touch of Krishna. So when Kamsa sent him, he was kind of jubilant that now his time of deliverance has come. Time of deliverance has come. And that is why he went there. So he was just delivered by that. In his book Chaitanya Shikshamrit, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes how the demons killed by Lord Krishna during his Balila in the forest of Vrindavan represent various vices and malices that obstruct progress of devotees on the path of devotional service. Now, here comes the important information for all of us to imbibe. That we are all actually trying to be or develop, do some progress on the path of devotional service. But we do not know that our progress on this path is obstructed by certain characteristics that is there within us. And how these characteristics have developed within us, if we understand, take note of that and take a remedial measure, then it is possible for us that we can be delivered from these clutches. So, we have heard how Putana, which represents the pseudo or bogus guru and attempt to kill the Krishna in the heart of the devotees. Actually, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj has written an article that has been published in the recently this Krishna Kathamrita magazine. The title of that article is Putana, the Bogus Guru Institution. And there he is also mentioning about fledgling Putanas. Have you heard about this term? This fledgling Putana means there are people making into Putanas. I mean, from the beginning only they get training to become Putanas. So, who actually inspire all these Putanas? Many of us will see in the society there are millions and billions. Maybe sometimes the Putana is there within us also. When we try to use the spiritual activities for our material benefit, that is Putana actually. And there are many gurus, bogus gurus. They actually try to usurp the Krishna consciousness from within the heart of their disciples and use that for their material benefits. So that needs to be checked. And how that can be checked? That can be checked only when we understand, we have the knowledge about all these things. If we don't know to recognize the lakshana of a disease, even if it is appearing on our body, we will not be able to understand that we are suffering from such a kind of disease. So that we have already discussed, I think. Then we discussed about that Sakatasur. Sakatasur represent carrying the burden of cart load of old and new habits, lethargy and vanity. We are also like that, most of us. We are also like that. Because we also are trailing with our old habits. And we don't want to give them up. And we are also kind of lethargic, or we are kind of mad for certain things, even in the spiritual parlance. So one has to be very, very careful about all these things. These demons, although we may say that these demons were existing 5,000 years ago, they were actually Murtiman 5,000 years ago. Right? But these days, like the ghost haunts, we don't see the ghost, but we see the effect of the ghost. Right? We don't see the ghost, but if somebody is haunted by ghost, then that person acts in a particular way. So similarly, if some person is haunted by these demons, these 22 demons Krishna killed. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions about 22 demons and what these demons represent. And if we try to understand about the representation of all these demons, we find some of these demons, they have made colonies in our heart. Demons are staying in group, not one demon is there, many demons are staying together in the same heart. You can understand our heart has become a ghost town or a demon's town. Right? Why this has become? Heart has become a ghost town because Krishna is not there. And even if Krishna is there sitting in the form of Paramatma, we have just become attracted by the disguise of these ghosts. Like Mother Yasoda and Mother Rohini also became attracted to disguise of Putana. They thought, oh, such a beautiful lady, she is coming from the celestial world. And without knowing that what was her motives, what were her intention, they only put Krishna into her lap. Take Krishna. And she said that I am coming from the celestial world and I had heard that some children are dying here prematurely. Someone is killing them or what happening them. I will feed my milk to that baby, to your baby, and give him that kind of immunity that nothing can kill him. And they fall into the trap of this world. Similarly, we also fall in the trap of such putanas. They will say that, I will take you back home, back to Godhead. Come with me. But you have to do something like this, this, this. So they will just put up certain condition, and then they will usurp our Krishna from us. And then we'll be without Krishna. And without Krishna, our heart is like a ghost town. Diman Trinavrat, the subject matter of today's discussion, represents the false pride produced by useless scholarship, which give rise to the wrangling debates of arguments, and dry reasoning and logical indulgence in the association of people who are attached to such things. It produces controversy which is disloyal to the path of pure bhakti, such as Mayavad and Buddhism. It is the breeding place of demoniac sinful philosophies. With a view to see that the above vices represented by the demon Trinavat should not enter into and take root in our heart, or if it has already entered in our heart and spreading its tentacles, then how to root it out, let us deliberate and understand what are these anarthas called and what are their inner meanings, how it is generated, how it takes over us, and how it can be curtailed or removed. So this, based on the discussion given by Bhaktivinoda Thakurji, we have just listed out 4 anarthas here, and how they produced, and what are their results, and what are their remedies. That I'll just tell you in a nutshell, then if time permits, we can just go on discussing about the details of them. So, the anartha, first anartha is false pride. False pride basically comes because of useless scholarship and attachment to the false arguments, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. And the result of this is wrangling debates and useless arguments, unnecessary jhagda. And how to remove that? All the demons are killed by Krishna. That we should understand. We do not have the shakti to kill these demons. None other also have this shakti to kill these demons. Only Guru, who is the representative of Krishna, and Krishna himself, these two personalities only can eradicate these demons. When the demons were personified, Krishna personally killed them. When the demons have become subtle and entered into our heart without any physical body, then Guru can see this and he can just operate it out, remove it out. So we have to take shelter of Guru and pray to Lord Krishna to remove this. Then association. There are seven types of association, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also mentioning here about three others. And this association, these demons entered into our heart because of certain association. Association of atheistic people. Theist and atheist. It is called astik and nastik. So what is the meaning of astik? Astik word comes from asti. Asti means he is there, exist. Who is asti? God is asti, Bhagwan is asti, Krishna is asti. And nastik means na asti. He doesn't believe on God. Who is not there? God is not there. You ask him who is not, he will not say that you are not there. He will say God is not there. Anybody you ask him, any nastik, who is not there? He will not say Sarkar is not there, India is not there, America is not there. Everything will be there, even that Brahmanda, Chandra, Indra, everyone is there. But God is not there. That is nasti, nastik. Right? So, atheistic belief, thinking that God is not there. Right? Recently, actually there is a documentary, God on Trial. And in that documentary, God on Trial, a person, they mention about the two very learned scholars, the scientist, Dr. Desmodes and Dr. Sumo. They are the propounder of this Big Bang theory, and another is the propounder of life comes from chemicals. These two demons, they have put them as Wadi, they have complainant. They have complained about the existence of God. So they have put up a case in the court pleading the judge to declare that God doesn't exist and people henceforth should not believe in God. And what argument they say that God has no address. God has no address and he doesn't exist because he doesn't give any response to our communications. We sent him so many notices, but none of the notices either he received or given any replies. Right? And we are now present in front of you in the court today. We have already given him a notice. Neither he came nor any of his counsel has come. No representative from him has come. It is very apparent that God doesn't exist. Because if someone will exist somehow or other, somewhere or somewhere, he will respond to them. So he is not responding means he is not existing. And that is why you pass a decree, he says. So of course, when the judge asked the bailiff to announce, because it is the court's procedure, before passing any decree, they will try to take all kind of precautions. So he asked the bailiff that, bailiff, you just announce three times. And if the person doesn't come, then we can pass the decree. So the bailiff announces, if God exists, please come in the courtroom. So he announced for the third time. And then they say that, now you see, the bailiff has also announced and nobody from him come here. So suddenly one person enters. And he says that, please stop, I am the counsel of God. And then the discussion takes place. And then he defeats their all logics and reasonings. And then he proves the existence of God. That video you should see. Very nice. he said about that. And then this is what is called atheistic belief. Recently there was one news that in Africa somebody has put up a court case against God and requested the judge that please instruct the God. He is the Karan, he is the reason for all the difficulties in my life. Ask him to go away from my life. Ask him to go away from my life. Or ask him to stop interfering into my life. At least that person has a belief that God is there somewhere. So he is better than those atheists. At least he had that belief, but he also, because he does not understand the entire gamut of the adhyatma or philosophical truths, he is blaming to the God for all his happenings. But at least he had some faith that God exists. So atheistic belief, then pride, out of pride he says that, and then speculation. Okay, many people say, okay, I understand that God is there, but he is God, this is God. And like that there are thousands and thousands of God. Thousands and thousands of God. Right? In every faith, there are many different varieties of God. For some, the stone is God. For some, the water is God. For some, the hill is God. For some, the air is God. Some, star is God. And it is mentioned in one of the books that earlier people used to carry bricks. And they considered the bricks to be God. And then they will put the bricks for cooking also. And then after cooking that same brick, they will put it to their bag and carry it as if God. Because the brick was helping them to get some food. Cooked food, that's all. So people think either God is supplier, or if God is contributing in some way or other in our material sense gratification, then his existence is accepted. But if anything goes wrong in our sense gratificatory activities, then God doesn't exist either. If you put up some rules and regulation, God has proclaimed these rules, God doesn't exist, we don't believe in him. Because I don't want to fall trap to the regulations, vidhi vidhan. So this is coming from association, and there are many people, such people contaminating the hearts and minds of many innocent people. Though actually Krishna bhakti or sentiments for the God is natural in every life. Krishna says mame vamso jiva loke jiva bhut sanatana. From eternity the living entity is my part and parcel. And because being part and parcel of Krishna, definitely there will be some sentiment. We think that the child is my part and parcel. Right? How much we become attached to that child? Right? What is our actually contribution in bringing that child? We just rear that child in our room for some months. And after bringing him out from the womb, we just cater to the child's need for some time. Then once he grows up, he just goes away. So our contribution in his life is to make him grow. But by doing that, how much we become attracted to him? How much we become sentimentally connected to him? So every living entity, because he is part and parcel of God, he has a sentimental connection for Lord. But if somebody's legitimate father and mother is there, and if the child is innocent, and some person comes and disguises him and tells him that, just see, he is not your father and mother. He just trains him in a different this thing. Then the child would not recognize his legitimate father and mother also, after growing up. Same thing happens with this intelligence. If a person's intelligence is polluted towards God in the beginning itself, and there are so many philosophies or theories, and so many pants and bhavas and these and that, they just keep polluting the hearts of people about God. That means they create this bhavandar. And this bhavandar is Trinavrat. This bhavandar is Trinavrat. Cloud of ignorance obscures the true vision of reality. So how to get rid of that? Prayers to Krishna, and shelter of bona fide spiritual teacher, and association of pure and like-minded devotees. Like-minded devotees. Some people may say, I am a devotee of Ganesha. He will use the word devotee. Somebody will say, I am a devotee of Sai Baba. Right? And his understanding may be that Sai Baba is God. But if you associate with that person, for you also Sai Baba will become God. Right? So one should actually associate with proper, bona fide and like-minded people. Not with the people with hodgepodge mind. Right? Everything is okay. Everything is okay will not survive. That everything okay is whirlwind. It's whirlwind. One should be very, very careful about that. Then third point he has, third anarthas he has taken it out was Mayavad and Buddhist philosophy. associating with Mayavadi and Buddhist people. What is Mayavada and Buddhist philosophy? These are the same thing. I'm thinking of telling you so much, but time is not there. What is Mayavada and Buddhism? Same thing. One is covered, one is uncovered. That's it. Mayavadam Ashat Shastram Prachannam Bodham Uchyate. What is Buddhism? Buddhism is atheism. And what is Mayavada? Mayavada is also atheism, but it's a covered form. I'll tell you one story. You must have heard that story. There was a king. Someone donated a parrot to the king. And then the king liked that parrot so much. And then he called one of his ministers and told him that, see, this parrot is very dear to me. I want you to keep this parrot with you and take care of him nicely, and the parrot should be very healthy and happy. Whatever amount of money you want, you can take from treasury, but I don't want to hear any words from your mouth that this parrot is dead. If I hear any day this parrot is dead from your mouth, then your throat will be slit. Then minister understood that this parrot is a problem for me. Anything can happen to this parrot. He's a big problem for me. He took nice care of the parrot. But one day the parrot died. Then he understood that now if I... And in the meantime, whenever the minister would walk into the courtroom, and whenever he happened to see the king would ask him the first question, what about the parrot? How is the parrot? Then he would go on telling about the parrot, that this thing, that thing. But this day, when the parrot died, this minister understood that now my death has come. If I go to the king and king asks me about the parrot, what could I tell him? He became very fearful and very disturbed. Then he went to a sadhu in a forest. And then the sadhu told him something. And then he came and just went to the courtroom. And there in the court, the king saw him. And the king asked him, how is the parrot? He said, parrot is all right. No problem with the parrot. But today, the parrot is not flapping its wing. Parrot is just sleeping. Parrot is not eating anything. Not chirping. Not eating, not taking any... Nothing, he is doing nothing. He is just lying like that. The king said that, what are you saying? Is that parrot is dead or what? He said that, you are saying that. Parrot is dead, you are saying, not me. For me, parrot is there. Right? But for him also, the parrot was actually dead. So similarly, these Mayavadis, they explain about God. Parrot is dead. But they will never say parrot is dead. They say God has no forms. He has no limbs. He has no activities. He doesn't see. He doesn't do anything. Everything no about God. That means what they want to say? God doesn't exist. This is the cloud. This is the cloud. They just keep people, and when people will ask them, who is God? If there is no physical God to reciprocate with him, then who is God? Then they will say that you are God. You are God, every one of us are God. If you will say that you are God, and if you will point one person, then everybody will start thinking that one person is God, then let us worship him. Then they will say that, no, everybody is God. And only then they will say that if all of us are God, then why we are suffering so much? Then they will say that you are suffering because you have not realized that you are God. So once you will realize by doing some practices, by giving some dakshinas to us, by serving us, because I have become God. Danda dharana matrena naro narayano bhavet. I have just hold this danda, sannyas danda, and wore a saffron. That means I have become God. And when you will come to this stage, you will also become God. And once they become this type of God, danda dhari God, then it is like just taking the help of a boat to cross the river, and after crossing the river, just kick out of the boat. So they will have no respect for the gurus, no respect for anybody. That is Mayavada. That is why Lord Chaitanya Charitamrita, Swarup Damodar Goswami, there was one devotee of Lord Chaitanya, his name was Bhagwan. His brother was Gopal. This Gopal has gone to Varanasi and studied under some Mayavadis. Varanasi is the hub of Mayavadis. He went there and he studied some Shastra and he wrote something, some commentaries on some scriptures and brought it to Jagannath Puri where Lord Chaitanya was there. Because Bhagwan Acharya was devoted to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he wanted his brother also to take audience of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should see the work of his brother Gopal. And there was a system that anyone wants to see or anything they want to show to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have to give it to Swarup Damodar Goswami. And then he will screen it and then he will allow to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go. So Swarup Damodar Goswami, he just saw those work, then he could understand that this is the work of a Mayavadi. And this will just disturb Lord Chaitanya's mind, so he was not allowing him to meet. And he was insisting him. So he became furious and he told him, Buddhi Bhrashta Bhaila Tomar Gopalera Sange. Mayavadi Bhasya Sune Upajila Range. That your intelligence has become contaminated by the association of your brother who is a Mayavadi. Right? So who is Mayavadi actually? Mayavadi is one. What is Mayavad actually? Sevya Sevak Bhavachadi Apanara Iswarmani. In Bhakti there are three things. Bhakta, Bhagwan and the process of Bhakti. But in Mayavad there is no Bhakt, there is no Bhagwan and there is no process also. Right. So who is Bhakta then who is Bhagwan? They themselves think that they are Bhagwan. And to worship them they will ask others also, so that they have given this understanding, till you become sannyasi you cannot be called God. But you are also God. This is Mayavad. This is kind of atheism only. And Buddhism straight away atheism. It's open atheism. We don't believe on God. Right? We don't believe on God. For them God is zero, nothing, void. So called Sunyavad, Mayavad. So Prabhupada's Paniti Mantra also we see that. Sunyavadi, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi. This Nirvisheshvadi is Mayavadi. And Sunyavadi is Buddhism philosophy. Paschatya Desha Tarini. These Paschatya people, staying in the Paschatya Desh, they are all infested by these two kinds of philosophy. In fact, the majority of population of the world is infested by these two kinds of philosophy. And this is actually the killer of the humanity. Killer of the humanity. The chetana of the human being is diverted from Krishna consciousness to other consciousness because of such people. So this is a clouding. This is Tranavrat. One should be very, very careful about this. So this kind of Mayavadi and Buddhist thoughts, this breeds demoniac and sinful philosophies. Mayavada bhashya sune hai sarvanas. So what is the remedy? Avoid association of such people. Avoid association of such people. And then another kind of Trinavrat is material logic and reasoning. People will just give their logics and reason why certain things. But their logic and reason is based on all materialistic law. Right? But they do not understand how the materialistic law also functions. In our six-session courses, we tell people to understand that there is a chemical. You want to ascertain whether the chemical is a base or an acid. So what is the procedure you follow? You just put some litmus paper. Right? If you put that same chemical under a microscope, can you ascertain that what liquid is this? Whether it is base or acid, just by putting it under a microscope, can anyone ascertain it? No. There are certain problems solved by mathematics, called mathematical enumerations. Right? But can you ascertain a chemical by just solving some equation? No, it's not possible. So it is said that even one kind of truth of materialistic science also, if it cannot be ascertained by the same materialistic science, other kind of proofs, then how can the highest reality which is higher dimensional science. How can that be asserted? One time in IIT, one of the boy, we just called him for the program, and then he very nicely said that, I am not able to understand the lower dimensions of science. That is the materialistic science. How can I understand your higher dimension of science? So spirituality, we were calling them to attract people that what we are discussing is higher dimensions of science. Higher dimensional science. So he said that, how can I understand all those things? Let me first understand the lower dimensions of the science. But even in the lower dimension of science, from one method, one mechanism, we cannot solve the problem or understand the problem of other method or other mechanism. So it's not possible to understand. So logic and reasoning actually fails. Tarko pratistha, tarko apratistha, srutayo vibhinna, nasava munir yasya matam na bhinna. Dharmasya tattam nihitam guhayam, mahajano ena gatah sapantha. The highest truth can be ascertained only following the Mahajanas. Only following the Mahajanas. It cannot be ascertained by our own mental speculation or following some pseudo-scientist. Those who do not understand what is science. Prabhupada once asked a scientist, what is the definition of science? Many of you also will say, science is a body of knowledge that can be verified. That's what we have studied in our school and colleges. Right? Science is a body of knowledge that can be verified by experimentation. But Prabhupada says, science is things as it is. Science is things as it is. When you accept the thing in that same form, that is real science. Science is things as it is. So, we should understand what is the higher dimension science. If you want to understand God, we should follow the instructions of the scriptures. We should follow the instructions of the scripture. Scripture says, Brahmanyo Devaki Putro. The son of Devaki is the supreme personality of Godhead. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradira Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Rama Adimurti Sukalani Amena Tishtan Nana Avataram Akarodha Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramahapumanayo. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna personally says, Aham sarvasya prabho, matta sarvam pravartate. Everything comes from me. There is no truth superior to me. Krishna personally says, but these people, those who are kind of trinavratas, they will say something different. They will say something different. That we have to understand clearly. So, by knowledge, by praying to Krishna and avoid such people's association. One should be very careful in associating with people. Such philosophies, such literatures. Then one can become easily free from, or we can be saved from the clutches of this kind of demons. This Trinavrata. Otherwise what will happen? It is very difficult to understand what is the reality. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Jada Vidya Jata Maya Rava Bhava. I'll take 5 minutes. Jada Vidya Jata Maya Rava Bhava Tomara Bhajane Badha Moha Janamiya Anitya Samsare Jive Rakarai Kadha. We think that by doing PhD or MPhil or MD or this and that, we are becoming very heroic. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was such a learned person, he himself is saying that this materialistic knowledge makes ass out of the man. We have taken birth as man, but this knowledge is making us donkeys. Jive rakarae gadha. And what is that? Jadavidya. The materialistic knowledge. Why? Because it obscures the knowledge of Krishna. It obscures. There are many scientists, many big learned people. How many of them are sitting here in this crowd to hear about Krishna? Rather, if there will be some kind of other kind of, in IIT they used to have big conferences, and people from all over the world would assemble. And they also have, and people from here also go, big people. All very high profile people will be there. But, and what they will be discussing about? unwanted things. One time, His Holiness, what was his name? Bhakti Damodar, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. He was attending a conference. He was a chemical scientist. So he was attending a conference and somebody just told there, some scientist, that life comes from chemicals. So he could not tolerate that because he had heard Prabhupada. And then he challenged that scientist that I provide you all the chemicals. Because for doing any research, they get grant from government or from some big organizations. And actually for that only they do this research, etc. So he said that I will give you grant for doing this research. And you just produce some life in your laboratory. Whatever chemical you want, I'll give you. You just produce a life in your... That same thing in that video also it is given, that documentary. That the person who comes as the counsel of God, he just challenges them that you say life comes from chemical. So I just give you this chemical. Why should I give you? You have already brought your chemicals as proof that life comes from these chemicals. So you have already that and just produce some life. Then they said that, okay, not now. He said, why not now? The chemicals are already existing with you. In the court itself, in front of the judge, you just do something. Then they said, not now. He said that, okay, forget. A living entity is composed of many cells, multiple cells. Just create one cell entity. One living cell, that is an egg. That also he could not do that. He said that we'll do it afterwards. Then he argued that, oh, we created Dolly. Through cloning. Then he said that, you created Dolly through cloning, but from a living cell. Not from a dead cell. Right? If you want to create something living from a dead cell, do that. Chemical is a dead cell. Do that. They were not able to do. They were saying that we can do it into the future. He said, no, nothing. No post-dated checks are required. If you can encash it right now, you do it. Right? So they cannot do it. So what is their words, whatever their theories they are propounding is, these are all called word jugglery. Word jugglery. So one should not fall trapped to the word jugglery. Even Shankaracharya has, although he preached Mayavad, but he has warned his followers, bhaja govindam, govindam bhaja mudhamate, samprapye sannihite marane, nahi nahi rakshati dukrina karane. He said that at the time of death, your word jugglery will not help you. What you should do? Bhaja govindam. Bhaja Govindam, Moodhamate, O foolish people. Take name of Govinda. That will save you. But they will still not follow. Because they are such much Moodhamate. So, he says that, Jadavidya. So, what is the remedy out of that? The remedy out of is that, he says that, Jnana Karma Thagadui More Pratadiyaloi. This jnana and karma, which we are actually dependent upon for our success, he says that they are thugs. They are thaga. More pratadiyalai. They are making our mockery. So what to do? Ehano samaya bandhu, tumi Krishna kripa sindhu kripa kari tolo more bala. O Krishna, you are kripa sindhu. You are ocean of mercy. And you can provide causeless mercy. I do not have any qualification, but you can come to my rescue. So Krishna says, "Ye yatha mam prapadyante tamstathaiva bhajamyaham." If someone comes to me with whatever intention, according to that, I reciprocate with that person. If we surrender 100% to Krishna, Krishna will take care of all of us. I was reading in one of a book, and there a devotee says, दरिया दूषण दास में नहीं राम में खोट दास चले एक पावड़ो हरी चले सौ कोस. So he says that दरिया दूषण means there is oceanic faults in us only. There is no trace of fault in Lord. Lord is apapaviddham. There is no trace of fault in Lord. So, and he says that if we just take one step towards Lord, Lord will come 100 miles towards us. Lord is reciprocating in multiples of quantum. But we don't have any value of that because we don't understand God. So instead of taking the shelter of these Mayavadis, these materialistic people, if we take shelter of the pure devotees, then how to understand who is a pure devotee? How to understand who is a pure devotee? If you take shelter of such pure devotees, one has to see that it is mentioned that tad vijnanartham saguru meva abhigacchet, which guru? Saguru, that guru, shrotriyam brahmanishtham, one who has the faith on God. What is the faith on God? Brahma nishtha shraddha shabde vishwas kahe sudridha nischay Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hoy. If we have this complete faith that if I am worshipping Krishna, I do not need to worship anyone else. If I had this complete determination, this is called complete faith. Right? So faith and then our own endeavor also. If just keep have faith but we don't endeavor, then also it is not going to work. So Krishna sees our endeavor. This person is trying to reach to me. And when Krishna sees our endeavor, then Krishna comes to rescue us, give his help. And when Krishna comes, give his help, then what happens? Sakatasura and all other asuras. 12 miles long was Putana. Right? Sakatasura was a heavy demon. This Trinavrata was a whirlwind. Very powerful person. But Krishna, just a small child, just choked. Putana, he just sucked the life air from the breast only. While sucking her milk, he sucked her life air also. Just choked, with his one hand, he just choked the neck of whirlwind. And then he died. Right? So Krishna can do all these things without any effort. But why he will do? Unless and until we are surrendered to him. So we have to take shelter of Krishna. And how we can take shelter of Krishna? Through a bona fide spiritual master. Through a bona fide spiritual master. And that is why we should understand the Krishna Tattva, the Guru Tattva, and then the realities. Then we can understand and then we can have complete understanding. So no one can cheat us. In Bhagavatam, there are 5 kinds of adharmas are mentioned. Vidharma, paradharmascha, abhasa, upama, chala. These are the 5 kinds of vidharmas or adharmas. One should understand it and try to avoid all these things. We are devotees. We try to progress on the path of these things, but we are not aware of all the realities. And then we become like the fish. Fish wants to eat something and she sees that something is hanging in the water. So she thinks that somebody has become very charitable for me and given me something to eat here. Sent something to eat to me. And she goes to eat, but what happens? She loses her life. Right? So similarly, we become attracted to the flowery words. Bhagavatam says, Vedavadarata partha, nanyatastiti vadinah. There are Vedavadaratas who will just speak flowery words. Or they will say that these words of the yoga, Vedas, they are very nice. Imam pushpitam vacha. Pravadyanti abhipaschita. Those who have no proper understanding, they will tell you. They themselves have no proper understanding, what they can tell you. But if we also do not have proper understanding, then definitely we are going to be trapped. So we have to be very, very careful. Otherwise, these whirlwind kind of demons, they will harass us and most probably with these ignorance kind of things and learning from some rascal kind of people, we can also just give our heart to such people. I will end with that story that this crocodile was there and this monkey was there and they had the friendship. The monkey was giving every day some blackberries to the crocodile. Crocodile was very happy. And one day the crocodile brought some blackberries to his wife. And then the crocodile wife, she ate that blackberry. She asked, "From where you are bringing these blackberries?" He said that, "My friend monkey has given. He gives me every day and he lives on that same tree. He eats every day." Then the wife said that, "Oh, if he is eating the blackberries, then if the blackberry is so tasty, how tasty his heart would be. Huh?" "So you bring your friend to me, I want to eat him." He said that, "He is my friend, how can I bring him?" She said that, "If you want my association, then you have to bring him." "You have to bring him." And then he wanted, he was like Dasharath. He sent Ram into the forest. He wanted the association of his wife, and then he went to his friend and he just cheated his friend. He told his friend, "My wife is cooking a very nice feast today and she has called you at home. So let us go to..." Monkey said that, "How can I come in your water home? I do not know how to swim." He said that, "Don't worry, you just sit on my back. I will carry you there." So when they were going, this crocodile thought that, "Let me reveal the fact to my friend." He said that, "My wife has not called you to give you feast, but enjoy you as her feast." Then he said that, "My wife said that you are eating these blackberries every day. These blackberries are very tasty. Your heart also must be very tasty. So she will just tear apart you and eat your heart." He says, "But why didn't you tell me before? I have kept my heart in the tree." "I have kept my heart on the tree. So I really like your wife. Let us go back to the tree. I'll bring that heart and then we can go to your wife." Then the foolish crocodile turned. And then the monkey just jumped over the tree and he said, "Bye bye. You are such a rascal." So similarly, we also give our cozy heart to some such rascals, Trinavratas. And then they just enjoy our heart like anything. Be very, very careful. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.